This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dan Bernstein, Marshall Harris, The Bernstein and Harris Show, middays 10 till 2 on 670 The Score.
Fly ball hit to deep left field. This may go. It is gone. Matt Shaw goes deep. His first home run of the spring.
How about that? A slider that just caught too much plate. Matt Shaw was out in front of that pitch and still had enough bat speed and hand speed and strength to hit it out of the ballpark.
Zach Zaidman on Marquee. As we get you ready for Cubs baseball here on The Score on Friday. I can't believe that. Ryan McGuffey, Layla Rahimi in for Dan and Marshall this afternoon as we broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Ryan McGuffey, I heard you had a pretty good interview over the weekend with one Matt Shaw.
Well, I'll give Bruce credit. We got Matt Shaw after news broke on Friday afternoon that he had an oblique injury that he was dealing with that no one had heard about and hadn't got a chance to talk to Matt Shaw yet. So Saturday morning, he joined us on Inside the Clubhouse, and the first couple of questions we discussed were the oblique injury.
It was probably Monday this past week. Heard a little bit. Took a couple days off of hitting and throwing. Still able to work out, which was good. So still able to stay strong. Was able to run and do everything with the team yesterday. They're just being overly cautious, so I sat out of throwing and hitting, which is probably for the best. But, you know, today I'm going to start to throw and hit. And, I've been here for 2 months at the facility, so I'm very built up and ready to rock and roll. So I don't see this as being any sort of lung issue whatsoever.
Says everyone with an oblique injury.
Yep. That's what concerns me. I mean, look, he joined us, which a lot of times if it was more serious, that player's pulled from that appearance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's fine.
It's spring training.
And we want to hear from him. His story is one of the biggest of the Cubs spring training.
I followed up with him asking about the timing, how, you know, kind of a blessing in disguise that it happens now in spring training and not like March 8th when you're talking about the season being right around the corner. So, look, it's something. I mean, he's been at the facility for 2 months, he said. Talk about a guy chomping at the bit.
Is he just throwing a ball against the wall like over and over again, just staring, waiting?
Well, I heard that, and I'm like, maybe it's too ramped up. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I think
we definitely have seen some baseball players in this town be too amped up.
Yeah. Well, I think, look, they know what they need from this guy. They know what kind of ceiling he has. And you heard Craig Counsell say last week he's got a clear path after the Bregman news with him going to Boston. So we talked about that too, about having that pressure of being a guy on a team that has 90 win aspirations of trying to win the division, and also while making your major league debut, he speaks like a guy who's 28 or 29, which is, that's a great thing. It doesn't always translate. But look, from a talent perspective, the kid, the sky is the limit for him. But you got to make sure, you know, we saw these soft tissue injuries that happen a couple miles south of here a lot.
Boy, did we.
A lot in the last 4 years.
Run
so,
through first base, kids.
Soft tissue injuries
in
Chicago.
Don't stop when you see it. Just keep going.
They're not fun. They're not fun. And in this city, they seem to be a whole hell of a lot of less fun. So, but yeah, I mean, when you talk about his expectations and what success looks like for him in 2025, he defers. You're talking about team success, wins. But I don't know what a good season looks like for Matt Shaw. Like, what would that be? 250 with 19 and 60?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Be lovely.
And he plays a really good third base.
And he's consistency.
Right.
Like, plays, I don't know.
Like, plays above average third base.
And how many games?
120? I was going to say 130 plus.
Ooh, 130.
That means he's missing
ambitious.
A month. 130 plus means he's not playing a month's worth of games.
Load management NBA over here is like...
Well, who's your backup right now?
We've been talking. Somebody at third base.
Who?
And that person's TBD since you wanted a veteran like Bregman. Maybe I can see your plans coming into place, Cubs front office.
Nicky Lopez?
Yeah, Nicky Lopez
is second baseman. Shortstop.
What if I told you at the beginning of the season last year that Nicky Lopez would be a Cub and Mike Tauchman would be a Sox? Would you believe me?
Probably. I mean,
get the little transition in the video. You know where the video flips.
Yes, I think the key to Mike Tauchman being a White Sox is that he recently had a baby and he's from here. I really do.
It's a good pickup for the Sox.
It's a great pickup for the Sox. He'll be good.
I like Mike Tauchman.
He'll be good.
Back to the Cubs though, and Matt Shaw. You hope that there is depth to spell him. What you're really hoping for is some sort of consistent presence offensively and defensively at third base. Because if so, no discredit to Isaac Paredes, but that would be a welcome sight. Like, if you had a season of peaceful third base play, how many wins does that translate into? Three?
3 to 4.
Yeah.
I think the Cubs, I'll make a statement here, and this is without doing... I think the Cubs are the best defensive team in the National League right now.
Best defensive team in the National League.
Mm-hmm.
Who led the National League in errors? Not the Cubs, but it was probably the Marlins, I guess, huh?
They've upgraded. Keep in mind, you're getting PCA to full season. Up the middle, assuming Nico Horner stays in Chicago, up the middle, you're really good.
If he goes healthy, right? Like, we're still trying to figure out how healthy he is.
So assuming he's, like, let's call him mid-April. Let's say mid-April he returns. You're getting Gold Glove caliber. Well, you already have. He's a Gold Glove winner. Dansby's Gold Glove winner. PCA has Gold Glove caliber. Kyle Tucker can play defense. Ian Happ's a Gold Glove winner.
Yes, he is.
So, I mean, am I crazy to say they're the best defensive team?
I need to look at.
Tucker's won a Gold Glove as well. I just looked it up.
The Dodgers are pretty good defensively.
Of course they are.
The Mets are pretty good defensively when you consider guys like Francisco Lindor.
Never heard of him.
He had a wonderful season. We have some breaking news here from one Alex Kuhn.
Ooh.
You talked to Matt Shaw Moore a little bit about having an oblique injury, did you?
Mm.
Well, I guess we should hear it.
Yeah, no, I've never had any oblique problems in my past. And, you know, one of the main things is just, like, making sure whatever I'm doing isn't aggravating in any way. And that's been the case thus far. You know, I've been able to run. We ran the bases yesterday. You know, I'll be able to hit and throw a little bit today and do a little bit of defense and work out as well. So and none of that aggravates it at all. And as long as I continue on that path where whatever I'm doing, you know, and this kind of buildup at this point is not painful in any way, which it hasn't been, then, you know, I'm right on track to be ready to rock and roll by, you know, middle of next week, late next week. So, you know, for me, that's really exciting. And obviously nobody ever wants any sort of setback. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, we're right on track, not too different than where we were last week. So, you know, I feel pretty confident about that. Timing wise, of course, it's definitely better this time of year than, you know, a week before we start the season or, you know, any time in the season. So definitely in a way, I believe it's a blessing. And, you know, I definitely have a lot of trust and, you know, my faith and then how everything works out. So, you know, I think, you know, I'm in a good position and, you know, I definitely don't have any worries or concerns or, you know, anything like that. It's just day by day, get healthy, get ready to rock and roll. And, you know, when I get to be out there with my teammates, it's going to be a lot of fun because I absolutely miss those guys being out there.
By day by day.
Day by day.
Amen.
Day by day. So, I mean, we'll keep an eye on him. We'll take a listen to what Bruce Levine, our score expert baseball insider out there, he's hitting both camps every day. So,
Bruce is taking BP, huh?
Yeah. At this point, he's earned the right. By the way, back to best defensive teams in the National League. Where do you think the Cubs ranked last year fielding percentage in the NL?
I would definitely say probably top five.
Four.
Ah. Who were number one through three?
Braves, Cardinals.
Braves.
Braves, Cardinals, Padres.
Padres.
Tied. Actually, the Padres and Cubs were tied.
Padres had the marine layer to help them.
So my point is, I didn't make some kind of crazy prediction there. I said the Cubs are the best defensive team in the National League. They almost were last year.
What happened to the Metsies? Too many errors?
The Mets... Yeah, you can't
Francisco
talk about...
Francisco Lindor can't do it by himself.
The Mets ranked 25th
wow!
in defense.
Samsonite, I was way off.
So, Mets are 25th. Dodgers were right in the middle, 18.
I just really value Francisco Lindor. I'm not sorry about that.
Yeah, well, Francisco Lindor
and some
tried to carry a team. But the believe it or not, the Chicago White Sox ranked ahead of the Mets.
He carried that team all the way to the NLCS, sir.
He did. And they got Juan Soto maybe because of it.
You know, I thought
that and 15 years, $700+ million.
I thought that the Yankees were going to get to the World Series 2 years ago. Turns out, all they needed was Juan Soto.
Funny how that works. That you need one of the top five or top three players in the game.
All they needed was Juan Soto.
So you mean that Aaron Judge, Juan Soto looks different, like hitting 2-3, than say a Suzuki, Kyle Tucker?
Wow.
Did I go there? I did.
White Sox McGuffey over here throwing some shade.
That's Chicago Cubs McGuffey, man. Come on now.
People give me the same mess. I always know I'm doing my job right when Cubs fans accuse me of being a Sox fan and Sox fans accuse me of being a Cubs fan. And then my favorite were all the people who claim to be Sox fans who suddenly pop up on NBC5 without realizing that I'd been covering the White Sox for years on NBC. Sport Chicago.
You got to remember.
Such big Sox fans. They people, didn't watch
they're
games.
Not consuming everything. They consume at times. So you got to.
Hilarious.
You know?
Hilarious. Is it Sox fans or Sox Brass that does that?
Ooh.
Alex.
Whoa.
Sorry. Alex jump in like that.
He's all jacked up about that wrestling talk. He's coming from the top rope over here.
Yeah, that really was top rope talk out of you.
Wow.
Are you going to back it up?
Probably
like,
not.
Like if I'm Mean Gene,
do you need any,
the interviewer,
like
and I'm standing next to you in front of the backdrop, and I say, Alex Kuhn, are you really wet? Are you really waiting and ready to come for that team? Are you willing?
You got any?
I'll pull out the iron claw.
Yeah. You got any performance enhancers you could pop before you come in here and just do your damage?
Or like me, just a 5-hour
I'll check the
energy.
Cabinet over here.
Let's go.
let's see. I'll see what the producers left me.
I'm sure Shane's got something.
You know, you could just go with like, because Stone Cold said so.
Because Stone Cold said so?
Oh,
no, that was bad.
I got a lot of teaching to do over here.
You do. Sorry. Look, my wrestling background was we watched WrestleMania 1, 2, and 3 at my grandfather's house. And somebody came over and was like, laughed and said, oh, man, you're watching this stuff. You already know who wins. It's fake. Wow. That was like a real life wrestling match right there. Got kicked out of the house. That was like 1987.
Yeah, you can't call. You
can't call it fake in front of people who.
It's not even that. It's just that if you know what it is, then you know what it is.
Correct.
And it's fun to have fun. Like, it's fun to have fun with sports. If it's a soap opera in its own way for people, then I'm okay with that. But the idea that that real work is not involved is not true.
At all. That's what the NBA is trying to do, is create the soap opera, but sorry.
Everybody gets along and everybody's happy with their jobs.
From what you said in the previous segment about the movie, it sounds like being a professional wrestler, like actually being the wrestler, is not that fun.
Sounds very hazardous to your health.
Yeah, and a lot of work.
Kerry Von Erich was in the WWE with a prosthetic.
Dude.
The way they push them, that's what makes, it's just really upsetting. I don't, the trauma that you understand from having followed that family growing up, it's just breaks my heart. I don't want to end on that.
Well, I got a tough transition there.
What can you do? He came with the hype talk, Alex Kuhn did.
He came so top roping.
Didn't want to follow
Alex
it up
Kuhn
he's
ruining
all,
everything.
He's all reasonable.
I
get the, and
I'm
stuff.
Talking to myself. I'm mentioning myself in the third person. Is that wrestling like?
That's
kind they of. Do that, right?
I kind of know. The most reasonable.
I need to figure out what your wrestling.
With.
I need to figure out your wrestling name now.
You're one of the most reasonable people there is, and you're trying to be a wrestling guy.
Doesn't work, does it?
I appreciate the effort.
I got one for you. Happy birthday to the GOAT.
Yeah, Michael Jordan and Paul Aspen. Just keep naming NBC Sports Chicago people.
Happy else? Birthday to the most popular human on earth.
And well, our maybe,
that's probably Taylor Swift.
Nah, it's still Michael Jordan.
I don't know.
Taylor Swift doesn't have shoes that everybody wears. And that's of no shade to Taylor Swift. I'm okay with that being one, two, or vice versa.
That's true. Jordan, no, yeah, he's the GOAT, the true GOAT. Happy birthday to Michael Jordan, the true GOAT.
Who I now picture is either dunking from the free throw line.
62.
The shot. Or Michael Jordan's not 62. I'm going to pretend like you didn't say that. Or him sitting in a locker room with a baseball bat and a cigar.
You're
King stuff right there.
You're going to pretend I didn't say that. Sorry.
What if Michael Jordan just comes through the tunnel, WWE style, and you're like, by God, that's Michael Jordan's music. And he's like, I've had it with you kids
pretty much
this
interviewed.
All-star weekend.
He's my white
I
whale.
I need you to get mad at this person. You, get mad at this person. All of you take it personally. Everybody dunk.
I like it. He's my white whale. Who's yours?
White whale?
Yeah, the one that's
interview?
Got like... Yeah. Have you interviewed Michael Jordan before?
I don't think I've ever been in the same time zone as Michael Jordan.
I've tried in different ways, whether it's documentaries or... Hasn't happened. And I understand why.
Oprah.
Have you tried? Has she eluded you? Because isn't that the white whale? It eludes, or are you just saying somebody you'd like to talk to?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So it has to be somebody.
Eluded me?
Yeah, it has to be somebody that, like, you've tried to, at some point, track down.
We have tried as a station group to interview Michael Jordan, so he would count,
I've tried every way you can. So that's not true, because eventually...
Have you tried a carrier pigeon?
Well, there's only
have
one way to
a
truly.
Fax machine?
There's only one way to truly get to him. You have to get to the right person. I have
what
no
about
interest.
Mailing a letter?
Why? Well, no, I've actually talked. I got into the technically got into the office that you need to be in. You know me. I have no interest in taking the floors up for all those people to tell you no.
Correct.
I have my elevator is expressed to the top. At least tell me no. At least get to the top and be told no. Then. Level one, 23-year-old intern. Not happening. Don't want to talk to him.
Yeah, I get yelled at for not observing rank and file, so I would probably just be told no at the first floor.
Oh, yeah. Well, Layla, you don't get anywhere by doing a rank and file.
Some people get punished for asking for permission. Some people get punished for asking for forgiveness.
I like the latter.
You're allowed. You're allowed to live that life.
That's...
Anything else from Matt Shaw that you want to mention since we're here?
I just think it's with Matt Shaw. I think we just need to. He said back by the latter part of next week, like that. That's where I kind of was like, okay,
rookie mistake, Matt Shaw. You don't tell people when you're coming back,
right?
There's always going to be something.
So like,
happening.
I'm thinking Wednesday of next week.
We found the weakness.
And games start this weekend, as we've mentioned.
Matt Shaw be like, hey, I'm back in June. And then suddenly you're back and everything is wrestling to me now. And it's like a miraculous recovery.
I'm just saying, keep an eye. The one thing that he did mention is that Craig Counsell told him that, you know, you don't need to be gearing up for game one. You don't need to be ready for game one of spring training, which is this Thursday on the score against the Dodgers. Ironically.
I thought it was Friday. Is it Thursday?
Oh, their first game's Thursday. Is it Friday's the game on the score?
Yeah, Friday's on the score.
Damn for me teasing.
No, that's okay. We'll talk about
Friday's
it.
Game. Oh, because Friday's game's at Sloan Park. I should have known. White Sox Cubs. White Sox first game, not that anyone cares, is against the Cubs.
We do care.
Is against the Cubs on Saturday at Sloan Park. So there you go.
Showdown.
So dun, dun, dun. My thing is, like, I'll be looking for Matt Shaw... Like the 26th, next Wednesday, he said latter part of next week. My antenna will be up. Of course, we'll talk to Bruce about it this weekend on Inside the Clubhouse. But, you know, it's too early to panic.
I would agree with that. But in the true spirit of the midday show, I feel like it could happen anyway.
Hope and faith. Chicago sports.
815, we can't get a hold of Chris Ranji. He works during this time. And just rally close the loop on the show. Very funny. People are always complaining. They are. So Matt Miller was on with Paul Pabst on Saturday talking about what the Bears should do in the draft. And when Matt Miller speaks, we listen. So we're going to listen to it next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase.
Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Dollars. Do you have unfiled tax returns? Do you owe payroll taxes? Has the IRS garnished your paycheck or taken money out of your bank account yet? They will if you ignore them long enough. Look, deal with the IRS on your own, and there's a good chance that you're going to feel like you've just been run over by a freight train. I'm Patrick Noon, founder and owner of PJN Tax Solutions Group. We are a local tax resolution firm located right here in St. Charles, Illinois. Don't call some 1-800 number 10 states away. We're here in St. Charles, Illinois. Call me now at 630-415-5296. I've helped hundreds of taxpayers resolve their tax issues with the IRS, and I can help you too. Call me now at 630-415-5296 for your free one-hour, no-obligation consultation. Or check us out online at pjntaxsolutions.com. Either way, remember, call us when you want the IRS off your ass.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get rid of nagging joint pain without drugs or surgery. Now there is a better way. All natural treatments. Call QC Kinetics 312-809-5955.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait. Are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Andrew Bogish with an Odyssey Sports Minute sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing for free today at TaxSlayer.com. Can we please leave Mac McClung alone now? He was dynamic again Saturday night, and three straight slam dunk titles is impressive. But this event can't keep relying on him. The dunk contest will never return to its heyday. I get that, but it at least needs average NBAers competing. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Bernstein and Harris.
I'm covered in bees.
Middays 10 till 2.
Hate it or love it, Ryan McGuffey and Layla Rahimi are filling in for Dan and Marshall today. We're going to keep shining.
Why'd you start with hate?
Because of the song. Ooh.
I know.
What are you doing?
I was taking it literally. Hate it or love it, we're in it. Hate or love that we're in for them.
You really want to throw the football, don't you? Let's go! Ah, love a good football throw. See, we're not on Twitch today.
Damn it.
Guff and I are just going to throw the football around talking about...
Football. All right, let's go. Never too early.
Matt Miller used to be on the Midday Show quite a bit. He, the draft analyst for ESPN. And he was on with our friend Paul Pabst, who did his final tailgate show of the season on Saturday on The Score. And if you missed it, here's what Matt Miller had to say about just a wide-angle look at what the Bears need to do in the draft. You already know, but he helps us reiterate the point.
I think if you're the Bears, that you got to figure out the interior offensive line. So, you know, guard and center are huge, huge priorities for me. And at 10 overall, that might be early to draft a guard in this draft. So I would say pivoting from guard center, defensive tackle would be the one for me. And I know they've thrown some picks there in previous drafts.
I saw some of your notes that defensive tackle might be the deepest position in this draft.
Yeah, I have 31 guys in my top 100 right now at defensive tackle. So it's ridiculously deep. So, like, I know this is boring, but, like, best player available at a position of need, that's what Philly has done. Like, that's Howie Roseman to a T, is we don't reach for need. We draft on value. We play the board. Even a guy like Nolan Smith, he started falling in the draft and was like, they don't really need him, but the value's too good. And now he's such a huge pivotal part in year two or three for him of their defense. I think the Bears got to get to that idea as well of, yeah, okay, well, maybe we, like your point, maybe we don't need Brock Bowers. Okay, well, you might not need another tight end, but he's so different than Cole Kmet. Surely he could work into your offense because he was just the best player available at that point. I would say the same thing this year. You know, like if Will Johnson from Michigan, the corner, is there at 10, and you're like, well, he's the best player on the board, but we don't really need a corner because we have Jalen Johnson. Yes, you do. You always need more corners.
Right.
You always need more pass rushers. Just, you're drafting in the top 10 because you're bad. Just take the best player available.
What? They're drafting in the top 10 because they're bad? I didn't realize this. No, he's right, though. It's always, it's good to hear the obvious from Matt Miller because sometimes it needs to be repeated, and that's kind of why I did that.
I'm really curious to see, like, free agency sets the entire tone for the draft. So wherever the Bears allocate their nearly, what, $60 million in cap space towards?
$64 million. Perhaps 67 if like, you're feeling lucky.
I'm always thinking tackle over guard over center every Amen. Single time.
Amen.
So unless you're signing some tackle I don't know about in free agency right now, and I'm talking about a dude, not a guy who for 1 year, $3 million. I'm talking about
a real offensive line dude in free agency as a guard, right?
Right. So, and after seeing the Super Bowl, I think Kansas City might be trying to figure out ways to keep Trey Smith.
Oh, I wouldn't disagree with that.
So, if you're
Trey Smith is going to get paid.
He is. And all the people are, well, he's going to reset the market. Okay.
Yeah, that's
fine. When you're the Bears, reset the market.
Guess what? Do you really want to be good? Then you're going to have to spend for people. That's how this works.
Do you need to overpay sometimes to get the guy? Yes. He's going to get paid because he's a premier player at that position come time for free agency. That's how it works.
Okay, let me argue this. Business is business. Sports is different. Other things are also not businesses. You get my drift, people. So here's the thing. Are you overpaying if your goal is to win and then you win with that player? Is
no.
it overpayment?
No.
Okay, then.
Here's what you have at offensive line right now.
This isn't Price is Right. Just because you bid $1 more doesn't mean you win the showcase.
The Bears have one offensive lineman that you trust right now, right?
Who's the one?
Darnell Wright?
Yeah.
I think it's Darnell Wright by default.
That's how I feel,
That's
yes.
it. So to me, you need four. Two of which you need in free agency. Two of which you need in the draft. It's a lot to ask for two rookie linemen. I think, to me, I'm prioritizing center and free agency. We can't keep doing this.
No.
We can't keep doing this where you go to shotgun and a guy can't get the ball back to the quarterback. We cannot keep doing it. You're getting what you're paying for.
Do you think Ben Johnson is like breaking news and he's sitting in this boardroom and he's like, here's how you get your team to succeed. You see Penei Sewell over
build
there?
From the, yeah, build
You it. See Frank Ragnow? They help your quarterback. And everybody's like, what? You build, want it? What?
Build it from the inside out.
He's like, I know this is dangerous thinking, guys.
Why are we not surprised that the top two teams in the NFC were built through the draft from the inside out?
But the temptation to do other things is what happens here.
Well, then the temptation to do
other...
You wonder
if they're saying this in Cincinnati?
The temptation to do other things, Layla, gets you fired.
Well, apparently it gets you extended around here.
Well, it's gotten other guys fired.
How but shocking would it be if that temptation, if like this new coaching staff... bit on that temptation where like everybody thinks like they're gonna go guard
correct bizarrely confusing but then again were they saying the same thing about Jahmyr Gibbs in Detroit like that's a frustrating piece of this like you can justify it either way and it would make sense based on what you've seen
but yeah I'd have to go
they,
back and look
if they skip the offensive line again I will blow a gasket a gasket will be blown
it's legit malpractice unless you tell me that $64 million in cap space is spent on three offensive linemen.
Ooh, then, sexy.
Then I go, okay, well, now are you tempted to trade for Myles Garrett if you were to sign three offensive linemen that are starters now?
You've had worse ideas. This is a crazy idea, but I like it.
I mean, it's going to cost you your one and maybe both two. So it might cost you 10, 39, and 41.
Pick. Oh,
10, 39, dear. And 41. But if you're taking $64 million and allocating it towards three offensive linemen, three, which I'm not sure who those three are, because, again, I'm thinking about a tackle. Okay, we have a guard, we have a right guard, then you'd have your left guard. Let's say they get a center. You're still tackle free there. I guess you can throw Braxton Jones back on the back in the mix. But
847, yes, you were right. Center and guards create the pocket. But here's the thing. If your pocket's breaking down because your tackle is being pushed into the face of your quarterback, it doesn't really help.
Here's what I've been saying.
Everybody had problems this year.
I've been saying this. I want... Except
maybe you, Darnell Wright.
Like, let's assume the Bears just keep all picks. They don't trade for Garrett, etc. I want as many 285-pound athletic dudes that are fast pushing people that way, vertically, north and south as possible.
285, you see the Eagles? Give me 300.
No, I'm talking at least 285. They need, and I'm talking, 285 is like a fast defensive twitch tackle.
Yeah.
So I want guys who can get off the football and drive guys back on their ass every single time. And I don't care if the Bears draft one position player, one player of skill at all. If you told me, if you said, flash forward 3 months from now, the Bears signed two linemen and drafted all defensive tackles or defensive edge rushers and offensive linemen, I'd be like, done, let's roll.
Don't hate it.
Let's roll. They'll draft a running back, I'm assuming, at some point in the draft.
It says a lot. I mean, unfortunately, it says a lot about your past drafting when you have to do this.
I don't care about the past anymore, Leah. Like, this should not be about...
But you've got to fix the problem.
You finally, for the first time ever, your owner got uncomfortable by allocating resources to your coaching staff
and firing one mid-season.
Those two steps alone to me were signs that, okay, you're at least committed in some way to changing this. Don't worry about the past. I don't care if the guy drives a Honda Civic to the stupid meeting. I don't care if you have to go under code name Jim McMahon for dinner.
What about Toyota Camry?
Toyota Camry. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you drive. I don't care if you show up in a electric Escalade. I don't care.
Don't think that exists.
It does.
What?
I don't care. However, I want the best dudes. And to Miller's point there, to Paul Peps, if you have the best player right there staring at you, and you have Jalen Johnson, or you have Darnell Wright, or you have a guy you like, and that guy's too good to pass on, you draft him. Draft him, because you need the dudes. You need as many Jalen Johnsons as possible. You need as many stud linemen as possible. You need as many edge rushers as possible, because this team not only lacked studs on the line, they lacked depth on the line.
Yeah, and that, especially when you speak to a defensive line, we know about the offensive line depth issue. I've talked about it until
the defensive line is just as bad.
Exactly, and what makes it worse is how they cycle in and out their best player, right?
Yes.
We know Montez Sweat and the reps that come with him and how they utilize him, and that's how you best use him. Right, or else it wouldn't be happening. That I believe in. That I don't disagree with. But the problem is, how many times are we saying, why wasn't he on the field for X down?
Right.
And the issue is, we don't have a backup as to who's there. Andrew Billings, for example, look what happened when he left. The entire run defense mechanism fell apart.
Like, that should not happen, by the way. Andrew Billings, good football player. But not like the whole line shouldn't crumble. The whole process, the other 10 dudes shouldn't crumble because, well, we lost him. Look at the Lions. They lost Aiden. The Lions have more of an excuse than any team
in
football.
Lost Aiden Hutchinson.
Lost like seven starters on that defense. And they were still 15-2. They could have made every excuse in the book, and every single person would have been like, yeah, you know what? I'm buying it. You just had a bad luck. Bad luck. That's why your depth is just as important as your starters sometimes. You have no depth. You really have nothing, because you need to, especially in a 17-game season. You have to expect injuries throughout, and how are you going to overcome?
The reason I always talk about drafting offensive linemen in high rounds is because of what we illustrate here, how expensive they get when they hit free agency.
Yeah.
Even a guy like Charles Leno got a bag.
That's true.
And people picked on him, but he was necessary and got paid, because when offensive linemen who have experience become available, they're going to get a huge payment.
To your point, which is why at the NFL trade deadline, how many times are you seeing offensive tackles or centers or guards on the move? Zero to none. Like, never happens, because if you have a good one, you're sure as hell not letting them get away.
No.
I mean, with Smith, we're talking 50-50 maybe that he is even available,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, after watching the Super Bowl,
he's going to be
at $110 million for 5 years.
He's the highest paid guard in the NFL.
Fine, that part I don't care about. But after watching the Super Bowl and you're the GM of the Chiefs, you're going, okay, like, how many contracts do we have that can be restructured in order to pay that dude? Because that's what they're going to be looking at. And they're going to go to Patrick Mahomes and say, how important is he to you? And if he says anything like, hey, that guy needs to come back. They are going to work like hell to make sure that happens. So you're right. Trey Smith might not even be available. But that's the problem. When you put yourself in such a hole in the NFL draft and fail to address your needs, and you get to this situation where everyone in the league knows what you need, even though you do have the money and the capital to address it, they actually still have the upper hand on you. Because you're waiting for, you're sitting there going, well, he's going to go to free agency, and he's going to go to free agency, and he's going to go to free agency. You don't know that. You don't know that because of the way the cap works and the way that these guys can restructure and defer money and the way the signing bonuses get reallocated.
Yep. And with the salary cap sneaking upward and upward and upward, that helps too. Like that little $4 million, say, of extra wiggle room could really turn into something for one of these teams.
You have to build from the inside out through the draft.
So Ryan,
you have to.
Ryan McGuffey, I think I know exactly what we need to do in our next segment.
Okay.
We need to send some positive energy to a beloved White Sox.
Okay. I'm going to go dig deep.
No, this one.
We need a longer break for that, or?
We might, but we should do it. We should ask everybody to think of him. So that's coming up next on The Score.
Dan Bernstein, Marshall Harris, The Bernstein and Harris Show. Middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Tying run at second, two out, Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws, out! And the White Sox have won the World Series! Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
I still refuse to acknowledge that was 20 years ago. Ryan McGuffey, Layla Rahimi, and for Dan and Marshall on The Score. And the news came out over the weekend that former White Sox closer Bobby Jenks has stomach cancer at the age of 43.
Stage 4, too.
Just heartbreaking. And the article, Guffey, you mentioned, credit to Scott Merkin, because these are some really candid statements from Bobby.
Yeah, I exchanged text with Merk over the weekend because he's the one who released this, and I had a friend reach out and say, have you heard this? And I had not, and I read the article, and you know, there's a couple things in here. Always candid, love Bobby, have you know, I've interviewed him several times, but he talks about the stuff he was putting in his bodies in his 20s and 30s and that no normal person would have survived. In one way, I'm grateful to be alive. In another way, I'm not surprised this happened. It goes to show you have to take care of yourself from top to bottom. With nutrition, exercise, and having a good daily plan. I'm not saying you need to turn yourself into a Greek god, but you need to watch what you put into your body. Ultimately, in my 20s, it was the last thing on my mind, being worried about what was going in. I'm not saying it's 100% the factor of what happened here. So, yeah, I mean, look, he's in a Portugal hospital right now. He moved there to be closer to his in-laws.
He's got six kids.
Six kids. He's 43 years old. He had some blood clots in his lungs in October. His energy started to drop, and he went to the hospital. They did a full CT scan. He had some internal bleeding. Really, just read the article from Scott Merkin.
Suffering.
I give Merkin a lot of credit, but he said that Bobby Jenks, he was keeping this private, and he knew it was going to get out, so he reached out to the White Sox and said he would talk to Merk. And so Merk talked to him over the weekend, I think super early in the morning, one morning. So, you know, you look at it's another reminder, Layla, that, you know, you're guaranteed nothing, right? So we're not promised anything. We're not promised tomorrow. Every day is a blessing. He lived big, hard, and fast. And, you know, I think probably throughout life, we have all done that at times. But yeah, this is just one of those situations where you don't criticize, you don't do anything other than prayers up for a guy. I mean, this guy's a beloved White Sox hero. From that 05 team, he's going to be in the new White Sox documentary celebrating the 20th anniversary of the team that the team has put out. He's in the trailer. He was part of the Joliet or the Windy City Slammers down. He was the coach of that team last year. I filled in with Spiegs last year. We had him on the show. Just a joy to be around. One of those just kind of hits you when you read it. You're like, wait, what? Take a step back I think just thoughts and prayers at this point for Bobby Jenks, his family, you know, all White Sox Nation, because he meant so much to so many fans during by far the most exciting time to be a White Sox fan, to be part of the White Sox.
So we send love and support to Bobby Jenks. And it just made me, I will never not be moved by what Ryan Sandberg said about what the positive thoughts mean to him. And everybody is different. And I say this thinking about Rhino as well, but if every little bit does help, just think a good thought for Bobby Jenks, because that just, if you read the article, the suffering just sounds awful.
He also, his house was in the Palisades and it burned down. Like, it's been a real bad stretch for Bobby Jenks. But of course, you know, he keeps everything positive and talks about his goals to get back and be a part of the Windy City Thunderbolts again and be at the White Sox 2005 reunion in July when Mark Burley has his statue unveiled, and that he wanted to make sure he said that the mama didn't raise no Cub fans when he talks about his six kids. So he said, my job is to do everything I can to do the best possible mental and physical state I can during the process, especially for the kids. He says he does not want his prognosis because he knows there are people that were given 3 months to live and are still here 25 years later. So a lot there. Really good stuff by Merck. But yeah, certainly Bobby Jenks could use everybody's good vibes.
Yeah, figured I'd use the microphone to just send him some support. And again, thanks to Scott Merkin and Bobby Jenks for telling the story, because even though it's hard to read, hopefully, maybe
he's had some stuff, man. He went through a failed spinal tap when he was with the Red Sox, and he almost died from fluid. You're talking like in 2018. I talked to him shortly after he had recovered from that, and
terrifying.
Like he's just, you know, it's just been
your body will your body help you, and yes. it will betray you.
Yeah, help and haunt. Right, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
No doubt. Sending love to Bobby Jenks. And support as well to Ryan Sandberg, since I brought him up.
No doubt. It's good to see him.
Not to detract, by the way, from anything.
Great to see him at Cubs camp over the weekend with some of those former Cubs, his teammates Sean Dunston, Mark Grace, Fergie Jenkins was there. I think I'm missing one more, but Rick Sutcliffe. It's good to see all five of those guys at Cubs camp. I mean, I think...
Casual collection of legends.
I think half of those guys could probably make the White Sox opening day roster right now.
Oh, man.
And that's not a shot, but it kind of feels like a shot. But those, like, to see those guys smiling, and Rhino be a big part of it. He talked about the energy he got just from being there.
Not to totally turn the page here, but we have the Take the North podcast coming in with Mark Grody and Dan Weider, and Grody is wearing his Take the North shirt, and we have a giveaway. Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, cool. Am I eligible? What caller?
Do you know that I know how to play the fiddle solo to Ants Marching? Don't ask me why.
Are you kidding? How is it 152, Alex, and we're hearing that?
Because it's an old talent. Friday, June 27th and Saturday, June 28th, Huntington Bake Pavilion at Northerly Island. Caller 6 to the scores contest line. I don't know the number.
I'm calling.
What's the you just yell into the air, score contest line.
I'm not giving out my number.
Alex Kuhn, do you know what it is? What is it?
312-540-0670.
540-0670. So caller 6 to the scores contest line. Context line is the show we've done today. I think the jet lag is starting to set in. Okay, the Take the North podcast that is appropriately dressed for it is next here on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.